I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
All right, welcome back. It's KSL's Unrivaled, Alex Keery and Scott Mitchell. Former NFL quarterback Scott Mitchell, his former team, the Detroit Lions, up 16-13 right now over Green Bay. Lots of guys. Look, Kyler Fackrell, Utah State guy. Killebrew on the other side for Detroit, also Utah State guy. Jamal Williams has had a touchdown tonight in this game for being a former BYU guy. And, locals in the NFL, locals in this game.
In this game, yeah.
So, Scott, we were just, before we got out, we were talking about this amazing game that Utah had. You're just heaping praise on this amazing Utah win over Oregon State.
It was impressive.
Now the schedule looks like this. You got Arizona State this weekend if you're Utah. You got Arizona State this weekend.
At home.
Bad weather. Does that benefit the Utes? It did certainly against Washington State.
I think so. I think
it's going to be cold too. It's going to be that slushy.
You hope being in Arizona that they're used to that warm weather.
What a stretch these next three games, and these are the proven.
This is the conference right here.
Right here, Arizona State at Cal.
No, it's home against.
Oh, sorry, home against Cal. So home against Arizona State, home against Cal, and then at UW.
Yep.
That Husky game and that three game stretch and going up to Seattle, boy, I just look at where the trip ups could happen. UCLA at home, I mean, it's funny and all, but
UCLA is really, really bad.
Really bad.
They're really bad.
So bad. At Arizona, got to go down to Tucson, and that's a team that got blown up by UW over the weekend, and then you finish the season out. The question mark is Colorado too. I mean, like,
they're not that good either.
I know, but you know how they are in that game. Scott, it's a rivalry game.
Here's
the Rocky Mountain Oyster Cup.
I'm just telling you, Utah's better than all the remaining teams on their schedule, and they're going to have to play really good against Washington.
Yep.
I mean, Washington's a
good team.
And then
they'll end up having to play Oregon in the Pac-12 championship.
That's probably what will happen, which is a good team.
Where is the Pac-12 championship? Is it still in Santa Clara?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just wondering where I need to book my hotel room for when we go out and do all the coverage, all that stuff.
I think it should happen.
All right. Taking a look here. All right. So on this next portion of the program is brought to you by Scott's Ego. that's not true. We put it on the rundown, but we have to make
just
Scott
like to
talk
get
about
an,
it.
Yeah, whatever.
The A whatever comes in. Scott and the Utah QB comparison. The story is up right now at KSLSports.com, and it's about whether or not where is Tyler Huntley right now, what he could be in the overall career impact as a quarterback for the University of Utah. I think it all has to do with where he's going to end up in terms of at the end of this year, if he ends up taking the Utes to another Pac-12 championship game, and if they win that Pac-12 championship game, go to the Rose Bowl or a college football playoff, maybe. It is just a crazy thing to think about where he would be in the – I would have never thought that Tyler Huntley would be in that conversation of one of the greats of all time, but he is on pace to have a better career
than any of them.
Than Alex Smith, that certainly than Brian Johnson, and well, he won't break Scott Mitchell's records, but maybe in terms of impact, you win those big games, you get a lot of extra points. You know, like that's the kind of thing. I mean, Brian Johnson's way up on the list because his ability to win. The games, I mean, they
won the Sugar Bowl. I mean,
and the comparison is they're going to be the number two at the end of the season.
Yeah.
They go through this list. You go through this list of quarterbacks. Tyler Huntley's got nine touchdowns and zero interceptions. And in his senior year, Brian Johnson had 10 touchdowns and six picks at this point.
Right.
And a lot fewer yards, and was not really – you didn't look at him and go, man, that guy's just a – he's a world beater. You thought to yourself, oh, man, he gets in games and he knows how to kind of gut out a win.
What's impressive about Tyler Huntley is his ability, one, to throw the football, and he throws it well. I mean, he's really been on target. He hasn't even forced passes this year. He hasn't even made kind of – sketchy decisions about where to throw the football. But then it's his ability to run and actually extend plays. And he has an uncanny ability as he's running to make some throws that you just go, wow, that's just exceptional. And I've seen it, you know, for the last 2 years. The challenge for Tyler Huntley a year ago was just being healthy and staying healthy. I think it would have impacted last year. I really do. I think it would have had an impact. And so this year he's been as good as anyone in the country.
Here's Coach Kyle Whittingham talking about those comparisons between Alex Smith and Tyler Huntley.
Think back to Alex. It was a long time ago, but when he was here, same type of work ethic and the same type of preparation that went into his game week. Tyler's doing a lot of the same stuff.
What does that mean? He's doing a lot of the same stuff in terms of prepping for the. I mean, when you say, oh, yeah, it's game preparation, that's Coach Witt not giving an answer, I mean, right? Like, isn't that what that feels like?
I don't understand where – because you don't have a choice. You know, I guess it's like you go in and you watch game film or you – I don't know. The way
it's your
the
job.
Way
you, that's what you do.
The way you work at practice, you know. I mean, there's certainly guys that just have an ability to really focus in and just say, okay, you know, I've got to take care of my business. And I mean, I understood that there's a routine you have to get into each week that, and there's no shortcut to it. I mean, it's kind of hard. You have to grind through a lot of stuff and some guys aren't necessarily willing to do it. Or I think with a guy like Tyler and even Alex Smith, they're really talented. And a lot of times in college, you can just get away with being better than people. And when you have guys that'll work at it and study and prepare themselves mentally, Then you see excellent football.
Let's talk about that list then. Let's go top three.
Well, the problem with I think if Tyler – okay.
Tyler Huntley still has a lot of his – keep playing, okay. Right?
I mean, if Tyler Huntley continues on this pace, Utah goes to – and let's just say they go to the Rose Bowl. And let's say they win the Rose Bowl. Then I think as far as his the production and the success, you have to put him at number one only because – of the competition that he's playing. Those were Mountain West teams, the other ones, and this is against better competition.
What about your crazy yardage, though, and your touchdown numbers?
Here's the thing. I'm so irrelevant about – I really am. I mean –
hold on. Get that drop, Jeremy. I'm just kidding.
If you go to the University of Utah, they don't even talk about the days in the WAC conference.
Right,
it
right,
started
right.
When the Mountain West – back when we were there – I remember thinking of guys who played 30 years ago when I was in college, and like, oh, those guys are ancient, you know. And so I'm sure that's the same thing. You know, who knows? I'm pretty confident that if I was put in these offenses in these circumstances, I'd have tremendous success.
So I mean, I look at it and I think about just we look at yardage, we look at numbers. But now even with the NFL quarterbacks, right? I was watching Philip Rivers yesterday, and he has 57,000 yards. He's got 370 touchdowns in his career. And it's the most by anybody who has never even been to a Super Bowl.
Been to a Super Bowl, yeah.
And I thought
– I look at that, and I go, man, my arm would just be tired after all that.
I mean, that's a guy, and people still go, yeah, but has he done enough to go in the Hall of Fame? And you're like, of course he has.
Sure.
Just the 9 kids he had while he's playing football, that's enough to be able to get in the Hall of Fame. But, I mean, almost 60,000 yards. He'll probably eclipse 60,000 yards in his time in the NFL after it's all said and done with almost 400 touchdowns.
Yeah, and,
you know?
And a guy that has a really weird throwing motion.
That's
this is
where Scott is.
I'm
all
just
the,
like,
this
I,
is
I
the
don't
life
even,
Scott lives all the time.
I just don't
yeah,
even.
Look at his throwing motion, though. I'm like, he's a 5-year-old. Come on. Yeah, I know. I could tell he doesn't have it.
That's what he looks like. He looks like a 5-year-old throwing the ball. Like his little shock put sling thing.
Oh,
just,
my goodness.
But it gets there. It works. And it's worked very effective.
Well, okay. So,
but Drew Brees, his
are you number
just
three
so much,
then on this list?
So much better.
Are you number three?
I don't even want to get into this.
Okay. All right. I won't
the,
make
the
do
problem
that.
Is
if this was like a Friday, I'd make you unpack it. It's fine. We got to take a break anyway.
I don't know. Slip one more notch down the old relevancy barrel.
All right. Taking the break. He turned his mic off. He's so mad about it. We're coming back, got more to go. Hey, we're gonna do a new thing this week.
Brecht lens, and then there was another.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.